You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day everyone, I'm Erk and welcome to episode 123 of Erk FM. Erk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, each and every Friday here on Channel Erk. Erk FM is a part of Channel Erk and also is a member show with the Association of Music Podcasting. We have new button pushing software this week, and we're going to kick things off with a song by the Vegetarians called Number One. Well, when you think about it, this show is awesome. Channel Erk is awesome. Podcasting is awesome. Independent music is awesome. And so I thought, why not start with a song called Number One? All of the songs that you'll hear on the episode today are related to me in some way, shape or form. Come to your own conclusions. But I did have to have a major laugh out loud moment when I received this email from Rob Saunders from Juice Management and Promotion suggesting to me that I get into a band called The Vegetarians. Because if you know me well, you know how I have my meat. Well done. And I also have chips only, no salads, no decorations. I'm the total opposite to a vegetarian. But in this case, well, I think I'll let it slide and play their music anyway. The Vegetarians, they are a Swedish-American duo formed in the late 1990s. They consist of Hans from Sweden and John from Boston in the US. Since the release of their debut album, the band has built up a steady following in their home country, and with the completion of their new EP, it is predicted that their fan base and profile will increase even further once people hear their catchy rock tracks. Of course, as always, you can go to the show notes at channelerk.com, Erk FM episode 123, and you'll be able to find out more about the bands. So, thank you, Matt Stevens. Let's hear from The Vegetarians, Number One, right now. New button pushing software, music all about me. Well, let's see how we go. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be an epic episode.
Treasure, you know the doll's treasure. Chew it on. It's how you play the game. It's how you play the game.
You're listening to Irk FM episode 123, and we've already had very different music already. Now, one of the things that I often ask bands in my interviews is, how do you come up with your name, and do you check to make sure that no one else has got the same name? Well, on this particular occasion, there's two bands with the same name. The last two bands that we heard from both had the name of The Essentials. Now, the last band you heard, the funky-sounding band, they were The Essentials from Eugene in Oregon in the US. And prior to that, we heard from The Essentials from the UK. So let's talk a little bit about the guys from Oregon first, the last band that you heard. Since 2004, The Essentials have been wowing audience across the Pacific Northwest with its nine-piece powerhouse sound of funk, soul, and R&B. From the band's critically acclaimed and award-winning original music and shows to its huge book of classic covers such as from Otis Redding, Stevie Wonder, and The Tower of Power, everyone of every age has found a reason to dig The Essentials. So, wow, a nine-piece band. They've got a vocalist, they've got a background vocalist, and then another person on drums, percussion, and backing vocals. Then you've got a bassist, a guitarist with backing vocals, keyboards, and then you've got another person on trumpet and a flugelhorn, whatever that is. And then you've got someone on an alto saxophone and backing vocals. Not a backing vocalist. And finally, you've got someone else again on tenor saxophone. So definitely a wide variety of sounds that can come from the Oregon version of The Essentials. Let's fly across to the UK version of The Essentials, who are based in West Sussex in England. Described as having classic sounds with stunning vocals, superb musicians, and legendary performances, The Essentials have put blood, sweat, and tears into their debut album, If Food Be the Love. Hang on. If Music Be the Food of Love. Getting hungry. Taking pride in having no pitch correction in it. Primarily a studio project featuring the best musicians, drummer John Graham has encountered over the years, the album is already creating a big buzz in the blues rock world. Being an old school rock band too, The Essentials also have their fair share of stories, including John passing out at one gig and having to be wedged in place to finish it. So yeah, that is The Essentials. And speaking of old school rock, oh boy, have I got something rather excellent up my sleeve for next Tuesday's special interview episode of Irk FM. I will be interviewing a former member of AC/DC, Dave Evans, that's right. Wow, Dave Evans has been on the scene for a long time. We'll have lots to ask him. By the time that you actually hear this, we would have spoken to Dave, and I'm definitely looking forward to the chat. And thank you very much to my mum, Judy, Studio B, who arranged the interview with Dave for me. So that will be next Tuesday, a very special interview with Dave Evans, former member of AC/DC. And all those years later, as you'll hear in the interview, Dave still has it. Looking very much forward to that.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparo.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band
Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens.
Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel Irk.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
Two, one.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explain from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden.
Hey, Dua.
Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to
Irk FM.
Yeah.
Life. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Nick Tan. Very funny promo. I still laugh every time I hear it. That was from Nick Tan from Is This Thing On? And Nick's been doing some upgrading to his website and his podcast. And so it'll be very interesting to see how he's all going and how everything's going, both with him musically and also as a podcaster. And indeed, I think I might feature some Nick Tan next week. Haven't done it yet, apart from promos. So, wow, I'm overstimulated. All these new buttons that I get to push. This is Urk FM episode 123, and this episode in some way, shape or form is all about me. And before Nick's promo, we heard from Lady Anessa, and she comes to us from France. She's in the club, electronica and pop genres, and yeah, she certainly goes all right. The song we heard from her was called Us. She's an indie artist like all of our other artists are, and yeah, she's very, very talented. If you go to the show notes, click on the links, you'll find out a lot more about Lady Anessa, one of the many artists that you can hear on both this show, and also she comes courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. Before Lady Anessa, we heard from the Mega Dudes. Awesome name for a band. And the song that you heard there from the Mega Dudes was called Mrs. Radbone. Now, stupid MySpace isn't really playing nicely with me today. I love the Mega Dudes their bio. And if you want me to play you, please have a bio. So they say that important dates in history. In the year 1066, and I presume that's BC, a king was shot in the eye with an arrow. Year zero, Jesus was born. In 1939, a war happened. And in 2008, the Mega Dudes were conceived. Rising from the flames of musical hotbeds Hayes and West Drayton, the Mega Dudes soar above the mundane like a mighty phoenix, brushing non-believers aside with their fiery wings. Coming together after the untimely and sorry demise of chart toppers High Tech Jet and radio favourites Fletch, the Mega Dudes blend the raw brutality of pop with the ferociousness of indie, creating a genre that no one dared think was possible. Indie pop. Really? Okay, if you say so, Mega Dudes. But that was Mega Dudes with their song Mrs. Radbone. And before that, we heard from Kling, and I thought that I had seen that particular bio and that particular photo before from Kling, and I have. I actually played them many, many episodes ago here on Urk FM. And if you go to the front page of channelurk.com, you'll be able to go to the link section and find out that I've played almost 750 artists since the start of last year, 2009. And I can tell you, in fact, that I played Kling on episode 98. And they submitted a track to me this week, and so I was more than happy to play it. In July 2006, Kling released the debut CD Sonic Spells that was very well received by critics and audiences alike. The music from Sonic Spells has been played on numerous radio shows, including BBC Radio Essex and Capital's 1017 in Harlow. All the tracks from Sonic Spells were also used for several episodes of the cult internet TV show Welcome to the Scene. At the start of 2007, they started to play live, and ever since then, they have continued to gig and gain new fans worldwide and release new tracks. And so that was Kling. So I hope you're enjoying the music. We have a wide selection here on this episode of IRC FM. IRCFM.com. IRC FM is Australian for quality music podcasting. Channel IRC presents... A moment in time.
Hi, I am Anastasia the Urpod Bunny. Last time I spoke to you about IRC's debut book, I forgot to tell you that it is called A Moment in Time. Dateline Sydney, April 1st, 2010. It is the day before the Easter long weekend. Many people are getting ready to leave town for a short getaway. Others are going to party like it is 1999.
A Moment in Time, Chapter 1, Rise and Shine, Caroline, 12 noon, Thursday, April 1st, 2010. The small intercity apartment was in darkness. The woman sleeping in the bed had no idea what was happening in the outside world. The weather had been unpredictable over the last few days in Sydney, mainly in terms of being dry or wet. It was not cold in the apartment, but she felt comfortable with the blankets up to her shoulders. For some reason, she felt better about sleeping with a sheet or blanket covering her as she slept. Despite summer officially being over, it was not uncommon for hot weather to continue well into April. There was a ceiling fan and an air conditioner in the apartment. The ceiling fan was on low, circulating air around the bedroom.
Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AmomentInTimeNovel.com. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that. It could be dance. At awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed, every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Love again, just one more time. It feels like another life. Love again, you slammed the door and went away with all the things you can't explain.
Hey, this is Capero, and you're listening to IRC FM.
together. I can, you can do it better together. Oh, oh. I can, you can do it better. I can, you can together. I can, you can do it better together. So I dream of you today. You better make it alone. Kiss goodnight. Ooh. I'm in your heart and by your side. Ooh. I can, you can do it better. I can, you can together. I can, you can do it better together.
That was Long Kiss Goodbye by Bobby the First. Yes, Bobby the First. Bobby the First. Oh, gee, let me see here. I'm going to have to be very careful the way I pronounce one of his influences or one of his comparisons, because I might get a certain song stuck in my head even though I've got the wrong artist. Ella, 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 Ella. Bobby the First is currently based in London in the UK. Currently the name on a lot of lips at the moment, and having comparisons to the likes of Lady Gaga and the Presets. Oh, love the Presets. The future is looking increasingly bright for Bobby the First. Described as being Alison Goldfrapp and David Bowie having a child who was then adopted by Madonna, raised by her housekeeper, and fed on a diet of red wine and cake, Bobby the First has been creating a huge buzz on the UK and also the Australian music scene. Hang on, you mean I'm not the Australian music scene in its entirety? What? When did that happen? He's been featured on a number of radio stations and recently closed the Carnival Day at the Sydney Mardi Gras to crowds of thousands. Okay, that explains it. And that was Bobby the First. Prior to that, a song from Bobby the First that was called Long Kiss Goodnight. We heard another song called In Love Again by Days Indoors. And yes, making these podcasts, I do overstimulated. I do spend days indoors. Days Indoors are also based in London. Formed earlier in 2010 after drummer and songwriter Jean-Marc Vallet decided to bring the best musicians that he had worked with over the years together. Days Indoors have gone on to make huge progress in a short space of time, keeping itself to their do-it-yourself roots, because after all, if you can't do it yourself, no one else will do it yourself. Their new EP, Never Assume, was recorded in his home studio with a close-knit friend brought in to mix and produce it. And so that is cool. Prior to the Days Indoors track, In Love Again, we heard Broken Steps from White Pilots. And they are based in Hull in England. Following on from two successful promotions, White Pilots return with their new EP, Founders Day. After just half a year of live gigs to date since deciding to write songs together after a drunken night out in Hull, Well, who hasn't? The four students have already gained a growing fan base and achieved more than some bands can dream of in their whole career. They have included supporting American pop rockers Igloo and Hartley and popular Swedish folk group First Aid Kit. Oh wow, that is an absolutely awesome name for a band, First Aid Kit. How cool is that? And speaking of Sweden, I dare say we've had a bit of a Swedish influence today with both the White Pilots and a couple of other bands as well. So we'll continue on in one way or another. This episode's all about me. And, well, the next song, Fantasy by Stone Ticket, you can read into that what you will. This is Erk. ChannelErk.com. Thank you, Mr. Matt Stevens, guitarist extraordinaire.
I'm gonna see you.
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of these? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Sometimes it appears that we're reaching a period when our senses and our minds will no longer respond to moderate stimulation. We seem to be approaching an age of the gross. Persuasion through speeches and books, too often discarded for disruptive demonstrations aimed at bludgeoning the unconvinced into action. The young, and by this I don't mean by any stretch of the imagination all the young, but I'm talking about those who claim to speak for the young. At the zenith of physical power and sensitivity, overwhelm themselves with drugs and artificial stimulants.
Anyway, wait and see. A funny old world, this one we live. To understand all is not the way to get through to the light. You see his point of view and you'll find the much of much has got a bit tight.
Coming to us from Auckland, New Zealand, that was Fuser with their song called Head Up in the Clouds. And I did say that this episode was all about me in one way or another, didn't I? So speaking of Fuser, we have a special show coming to you down the pipes and into your ears on Sunday here on Channel Irk with Judy's Blast FM, where my mum Judy discovers that there's more to music than country and or western. And we play tunes from the new album from Kiwi guitarist James Kahu, who we had on Irk FM way back on episode 76. So there'll be snippets from the interview, and also you'll be able to hear James's new work on that episode of Judy's Blast FM. That is going to be cool. So let's speak about James's colleagues, partners in crime from New Zealand, Fuser. After first rocking the New Zealand music scene in 2006 with the release of their self-titled debut album, it wasn't long before heads in the music industry began to spin and take notice of this atomic rock ensemble. Shortly after the release of their album, two tracks were chosen for the New Zealand On Air government-funded program Off the Road, a show run by New Zealand's main national radio station. Through this exposure, Fuser then went on to complete a tour of New Zealand. Oh man, that would be epic! A tour of New Zealand, how cool would that be? Very beautiful country, slightly to my east, about 3 hours in a jet plane away. One of their tracks were included on a compilation CD on the cover of Rock Sound magazine, as well as TV exposure on Music Channel C4. They've recently released their new album, World of Make Believe. And of course, as always, you can go to the show notes, click on the links, and find out more about the artist. Before that, we heard from British India, who are neither from Britain or from India. They're from Melbourne here in Australia. They have had a massive year. They have been on tours in both the UK and here in Australia. I have played them on Insomnia Radio Australia. They have scored their second ARIA Top 10 album in May with the release of Avalanche, and are currently promoting Vanilla. The song that you heard there, 90 Ways to Leave Your Lover, has been picked up by New Zealand tastemaker radio station BFM. And so, British India. Very, very cool. And before British India, we heard from Stone Ticket, who are also based in Sweden. They now return with the release of their new album, just out now, called Punk's Dead. 13 years on after splitting up Birmingham-based band Rain Men, to move to Sweden, Stone Ticket was formed. With influences from Howling Wolf to Motorhead to classic rock to punk, the band have been gradually building a name for themselves in their home country. And so, yes, that was Stone Ticket. Let's continue on now. We're nearly at the end of this epic episode of IRC FM episode 123. I love to travel. In 2011, I will be travelling to Europe. And who knows, this young lady may indeed be waiting there for me. You'd never know. This is Travelin' with Amanda Shaw. You're listening to IRC FM episode 123. Strap yourselves in.
Thank you.
To conclude the episode and to go on with the theme from the previous song, that was the D-Matics with their song called Drive. And I like driving. I like driving my car. I like driving my train. And Studio B might say that I like driving her crazy. But it's all good. Lots of fun here on Channel Oak across the week and across the year. And we'll be continuing in 2011, of course. The D-Matics, they're based in Lincolnshire in the UK, described as having a sound that is 80s meeting modern day. The D-Matics were formed during this year's bleak and very cold winter. Funded by endless cups of tea, cakes and pots of hummus combined with lie down and rest breaks, the end result saw the duo complete their eagerly and much anticipated self-titled debut EP. The band have gone on to support the Bay City Rollers, Ainsley Lister, the Dirty Strangers, Dan Brown, and most recently performed at the Grimsby's Auditorium for the Mayor's Charity Gala. Through this exposure, the D-Matics were invited to play a live session for their local FM radio station, helping to increase their fan base even further across the northeast of England. And prior to the D-Matics, we heard from Amanda Shaw with her song which was called Travelin'. Already having gained a reputation as a singer to look out for, even before her debut EP Life For Now is released, the future is looking increasingly bright for Amanda Shaw. And with a sound like that, it's no wonder. No wonder. She's played at a number of established venues in London. She has received a great deal of attention, resulting in a number of radio stations picking up her sounds. And so, yes, her new 5-track EP, you'll be able to find it via all major download places, of course. And as usual, you can go to the show notes, irkfm.com, click on the links for episode 123, click on the links, find out more about the artist. And speaking of artists, we had The Vegetarians, The Essentials Times 2, both from the UK and the US. We heard from Kling, The Mega Dudes, Lady Anissa, White Pilots, Days Indoors, Bobby the First, Stone Ticket, British India, Fuser, Amanda Shaw and the D-Matics. Our music was supplied today by Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, Airplay Direct and the artists directly. Of course, all music is provided via various music providers and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Don't forget, for more quality music podcasts, check out Channel Irk and also check out the Association of Music Podcasting and Insomnia Radio Australia as well. All the information you need are on the show notes. Well, next week and the next couple of weeks, it's going to be very, very interesting and very, very exciting here on Irk FM. Next Tuesday, that will be the interview episode with Dave Evans, former member of AC/DC. And who would have thought that I'd get to interview a former member of AC/DC? I wouldn't have when I started this music podcasting game. So that's next Tuesday. Next Friday, we'll be celebrating the end of the school year here in Australia. That's a time of year that I always used to look forward to, in an episode that I'm calling Schools Out for Summer. And then we start on Christmas Eve. We have a Very Metal Christmas. That's a co-production with The Fuzz Radio. massive day last weekend at A Very Metal Christmas. Spoke to all the bands. You'll be hearing those interviews plus music. Some of us, we like to celebrate our Christmas at 11, and that's what we'll be doing on Christmas Eve, both at the Fuzz Radio and here on IRC FM. And then the week after that, to bring the year to the close, it is the final episode of the year for a Friday, New Year's Eve, and quite fittingly, it is going to be a big one. It is the second instalment of the 2010 IRC FM Earworm Special. And if you don't know what an earworm is, it's one of those songs that you can't get out of your head and you have to sing or hear over and over and over again. And all of these earworms will be coming from songs that I've played over the year here on IRC FM. Hope you've enjoyed the music. I've certainly enjoyed presenting it to you. And I've also enjoyed finding the music. Of course, if you're a band, I'll be starting to take submissions for 2011. Wow, I've only got... Now, this is strange. I've only got next week's show. The following week is the Very Metal Christmas, so that's sorted. And then the Earworm show is basically sorted. So after next week, wow, all the submissions will start to go into show one for 2011. No rest for the wicked here at the Channel IRC. So until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you for listening on behalf of me, myself, and I. Thank you for listening, and good night, Interweb, and thank you, Matt Stevens. Theme music is provided by Matt Stevens, Burning Bandstands.